Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop. Before we do, we were talking about the highlights you can just watch over and over and over again. And this might be one of those answers that transcends a lot of sports and just a lot of fandoms, because we all have those, you know, just kind of the super player that maybe even didn't even live up to all the potential, but they were so good. And the 832 very much takes me to that place. Did y'all ever watch, just put on the Tavon Austin West Virginia highlight tape? He was a menace at West Virginia.
Yeah, just like that player. Like, what are we doing here? Man among boys.
Like you go back and watch the Sebastian Telfair highlights. Just like the highlights of some dude who was just like, you don't understand. You had to be there. This dude was incredible.
The one I always watch too, and this has nothing to do with that, but Kobe and Shaq. And I know
I'm just the highlights of that.
Yeah, but people start using their highlights as memes, where they just had the duo. Yeah. Where they were just like, oh, here's Reggie Lopez talking about the Texans.
Yeah.
And then they show the Kobe and Shaq highlights and them just throwing alley hoops.
And then, it's hard to you know, argue with this from the 281. Game 6, Red Sox, 2021 ALCS.
How about the Michael Brantley, man? The catch and throw him out. One of the greatest plays, postseason anyway, that you'll ever see.
Oh, and shout out to this person who I believe is a hater, but in a good way, from 346, Holly Holm kicking Ronda Rousey in the face. Because that just takes you back to a point.
That was a wake-up. That changed her whole career.
Oh, yeah. Ronda Rousey seemed like she was just like
unbeatable. Yeah.
And Holly Holm was just like, no, this ends today.
That
changed her whole career,
And she...
And haven't been the same since.
She connected. Man. There's no question about it. And old school people will remember this one, even not so old school, because it's an incredible highlight. First NFL game, real NFL game, I'd gone to a preseason, I ever went to was Houston Oilers versus L.A. Rams at the Astrodome, and Earl Campbell
just running through people's faces,
caved in Isaiah Robertson's chest. Remember, just kind of buckled him up.
You know, another one that I like too, and I know we could get off of this, but the 2023 playoffs when Christian Harris had that pick six.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Like, in real time, I thought it was good play, but it wasn't until you seen the behind-the-scenes stuff with D'Amico telling him exactly what to do, and then it happened in the very next play.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right, one more. One more. I'm going to close the can of Pringles. Just one more. Greg Ward Jr. highlights at UH.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. All right, I can't wait to get that feeling again.
You got Andre Ware excited over this.
Yeah, go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
G-O-C-O-O-G-S. All right, let's go around the NFL now, where Monday night could be even more special, 6 p.m., and it's 6 p.m. because it's the ESPN does that doubleheader, or like the two Monday nights. It's not quite a doubleheader because they overlap in a weird way, but 6 p.m., in order to help get both of those games in. And it could be under the Texas sky, as Houston Texans' Twitter account seemed to...
dropping a hint.
They put a video of somebody sitting up in the rafters at NRG Stadium, but also seeing the field below while also seeing the open sky.
With the sun setting. Some helicopters are flying over. Got fireworks. And it just says soon. So the roof's going to be open, right?
Now, quickly after you saw that, did you go check the temperature? See what the temperature was going
to
be?
We now go to our meteorologist, John Lopez.
The high of 89 at 6 p.m. Yes, I did, to answer your question.
Okay, okay.
But here's the other part of that. Suck it up. It's the evening. You know, it'll be hot.
Yeah, but you still got to do a little temperature check. Like, okay, it's open. Let me see how hot it's going to be.
Shorts, light shirt.
Yep. Let me see how muggy it's going to be.
But you can live with that. right? 89 at 6 p.m. kickoff.
That's a little.
It's going to be hot, but the sun won't be beating in your face.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
I think that that might be.
89 is 89,
thing.
Though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. I do wonder if we're actually going to get this to happen. It'll be really cool. It'll be real picturesque. Mm-hmm. I know for us, or I say me, maybe me, because I don't know how much you're actually going to be in the press box. I know that you like kind of moving around
I do.
The stadium a little bit. In the press box, I almost don't get the full feeling mm-hmm. of that, but I do want it to happen. Just. It doesn't happen enough at this stadium.
Yeah.
So, like, any opportunity where we get the chance, I feel like we should take advantage of it. It's mm-hmm. not going to be rainy. It's, you know, it's going to be warm enough, so you're not going to be cold.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do
I want to sit in the stands.
Oh, I might have to, you know.
Somebody got the extra.
Skip the old press box.
Yeah, somebody got the extra seat.
First quarter and a half. I might just have to go
down. If somebody got the extra seat in the bullpen or something, let me know, man. I'll come down and sit with you.
Figgy, that's the way to do it right
there.
Look at you. That's the way to do it right
there. Yeah.
Damn it, there's good highlights. All right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to sprinkle in highlights. Yeah. We're going to go around the NFL. Mike Tyson knockouts.
Oh, God.
That'll take you about 3 minutes anyways.
You got to cover your face a little bit. Like,
Ooh, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And if you're streaming, I do wonder if this makes it more or less likely that you'll stream this game for the 49ers this weekend, because it seems like I had been like, they're going to get Brock Purdy out there if they can. Seems like they can't.
Mm-hmm.
It reported earlier today that he's going to miss like 2 to 5 weeks with the injury.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to, I feel like, have you looked at the depth chart for the San Francisco 49ers?
Who's the backup?
The backup quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers is McCorkle Jones.
Yeah.
Michael McCorkle Jones, otherwise known as Mac.
I mentioned that yesterday.
That's
they
right.
They play the Saints.
Mm-hmm. They've got it.
So you're going to see Matt Jones versus Spencer Rattler?
Kind of the best week to do this, though.
Is this college? I mean, it'd be good if it was college.
Would it?
I mean, Alabama versus what? South Carolina or something like that?
Yeah, and Kittle is out. For 4 weeks at least. So, yeah, I mean, all of a sudden you're like, oh, boy, this might be interesting.
Yeah.
It might get interesting. And the other thing that struck me about this is they said his injury was a form of turf toe.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. And
form of turf toe?
And I don't want to minimize turf toe because I feel like
turf toe is bad.
Like it's yeah. I don't yeah.
What is so it's not turf toe, but it's a form of
it's something
it's
like it though.
A form of turf toe.
The artist formerly known as turf toe.
A form of separated shoulder. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, you know.
And I guess it doesn't have to make sense to us, but mm-hmm.
It's not COVID, but it's a form of COVID.
Yeah, I'm very surprised about that. And don't forget, they also waived their kicker, Jake Moody, who, mm-hmm. to be fair, he had a rough go of it, and then he starts the season with a doink that falls out.
Yeah.
And I guess that was all that they needed to be seen. But the Niners, a team that it would have been easy. In fact, I was like, I think that they come back and win that division. It's already looking real, mm-hmm. real dicey.
It is.
For that football team. So, yeah. Vaya con Dios, I say, to the San Francisco 49ers. We continue around the NFL, where the Texans apparently worked out a familiar face. Around these parts, Jadeveon Clowney went to Dallas or the general Dallas area to work out. He seemed like he left the facility without a contract. However, this doesn't feel serious now, does it?
It absolutely does. And by the way, you accidentally said
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texans. I don't want to get anybody excited. It was Cowboys.
I kind of
I said Dallas, so I got that part right. Sorry.
You said the Texans worked out.
The Cowboys didn't work out.
Oh, really?
No, the Texans don't need them.
Normally I'll just slide right by that, but I kind of perked up a little bit. Some listeners were like, wait, what?
No, I appreciate that. No, I need that clarification. I appreciate the clarification.
But, yeah, you replaced Micah Parsons with Jadeveon Clowney? How's that trade working out?
That's about... 10 years too late.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but that's... I think that they probably should, though. Like, just add more depth
they
to
have
what they're
to.
Doing.
Why not?
They're in a rough place as well, because they also are dealing with a weird injury. They just paid one of their outside cornerbacks, Deron Bland, and he is dealing with the injury himself. They're in a place where they might have to start, not like, you know, roster or they have active, start a dude that they just added to the roster earlier in the week.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though, that we're already, like, this is football. We kind of expect some of these decisions to have to be made later on in the season, week 8, week 10. This is week 2 where teams are already trying to make these types of decisions. It feels like this could be a great excuse, obviously in line with, you know, the idea of extending out the regular season to 18 games, which we know has been a conversation. They've got to expand the rosters.
Oh, I think they're headed that way, and I think everybody kind of wants it. It's just a negotiating point at this point for the next agreement. But you do have to expand the rosters. You do also have to give the extra bye week, which is going to happen when they expand the season. No, I totally agree.
Monday Night Football tonight. You got Commanders, Packers, Thursday Night Football. Damn it. I'm just all off. Thursday Night Football. What's most interesting for you here as you get Jaden Daniels versus Jordan Love, two of the guys that young quarterbacks that people seem to be fawning over at this point?
Well, the headline is Jaden Daniels and the wrist that is or is not injured, depending on who you listen to.
Zero concerns is what the Commanders say about the wrist.
And yet he couldn't really throw that well at practice, according to some of the video that was out there. But no, a huge, huge Thursday night game. The Packers, I mean... Outside of the Eagles, who do you like best in the NFC?
That's a really good question when you look at the NFC. And obviously, you still like the Eagles. They have the pedigree. The NFC South is interesting, and we'll get our own little taste of that, obviously, Monday night with the Bucks. The NFC West, I guess you have to give the Rams a little bit of a shout. We just talked about the Niners, who were dealing with their glut of injuries. I mean, in the NFC East, how much do you believe in the Commanders and what we talked about? Actually, I've got a team that I like a little bit more than I thought I would, which is the Minnesota Vikings, because what I did take from that, not offensively, even though shout out to J.J. McCarthy being the offensive player of the week for
He's
the
got
NFC.
It.
It being narrative, because I don't know how you watch that game and you go, best player in the NFC on offense.
Oh, you must have gone to bed after the third quarter.
No, I mean, I saw that, but I don't know that you could take that and be like, you know what?
Who was NFC player of the week? Rookie of the week, I mean, or whatever.
Defense or offense?
Offense.
Offense was J.J. McCarthy. That's what I mentioned.
Yeah.
No, I got that. I still think that that's wild.
Apparently, the people that voted for that woke up in the fourth quarter. It was like, damn, we playing good.
Yeah, no, but I do. I like the Vikings, especially because that defense looks tough.
Yeah,
it does. Defense looks really, really good. And
what about the Lions?
They had a rough go of it early. Yeah. I think we just need to see more, because that's one of the questions we were asking about, is without those coordinators, what does it continue to look like?
They look lost without Johnson.
Yes, they do. Both of them. Aaron Glenn, too. I think I'd go Packers right behind the Eagles right now.
They got a chance. Yeah. This is their perfect time to get it in.
Which makes tonight, which, by the way, coming full circle, makes tonight's game so interesting, because Commanders are right there, obviously, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I see that. Now, did you see that Chris Godwin, wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who was dealing with an ankle injury, he's returning to the to practice field today. Obviously, it's the first of the 3 days of practice the teams typically get, seeing as when you have that Monday Night Football game, your schedule kind of gets slid back. Mm-hmm. This is what would be kind of their Wednesday, so to say.
Yeah.
He's returning to practice. How does that make you feel?
Not great. Not great, especially after Ibuka and everything that he did. You got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Ibuka. Oh, boy. That's
he's loaded.
I'm telling you,
he
man.
Will be limited, though. I'm not sure that he plays. I'm not sure that.
He's practicing, though. Limited practice on a Wednesday for a guy coming off an injury is not a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of bringing him along slowly. But he is practicing. That means he's. What it tells me is he's in the game plan somewhere. You know, the fact, I mean, this isn't like a preseason. You know, or
but yeah, he does have to get up to speed.
No, so it could be a game time decision, though. Well, depending on how you feel.
If this were preseason and training camp, and he was limited, I would say, well, who knows? You know, if he's ever, you know, going to be able to play, or, you know what I mean, that week or whatever. In the regular season, I always say it: the reps are so precious. You know, the reps are so limited; they're not going to give him reps if they didn't have an idea that he could play. They're just not in a regular season Wednesday practice. Because they only got two practices during the week, really. I mean, Friday is a walkthrough.
Yeah,
so I think I'm gonna disagree. I think he's the
it's a big chance.
The
play.
Intent is for him to play.
That I mean, that's a huge modifier on what the game looks like on Monday, whether or not Chris Godwin joins. Because you go from obviously having Mike Evans, well known around these parts. Shout out to Galveston, Emeka Buka, who really he really showed out incredibly well in his debut. Catching two touchdowns, something that is very rare. Obviously, I don't have to tell you that. But if you add Chris Godwin to that mix, you just go, that's a number of guys that you have to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. And now, especially for the Texans, with the concern that jumped up to a different degree in week one versus dealing with Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua, what happens when you go, it's not even about motioning guys into the slot. At any given point, if they have three wide receivers on the field, you are in danger. You know, you are in danger of a really talented player making you look foolish in coverage.
Yeah, yeah. Keep an eye on that. I'm not saying he's going to play. I think right now the intent is, let's see. We're going to try to get him to play.
Definitely make it a little tougher to cover all of those guys.
100%. So we'll have to keep an eye out for that. But that's some of what's happening around the NFL in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Has Reggie been day drinking? Honestly, I wish. That would be a better explanation for whatever the hell happened in that segment. But I will get back on in my good graces, or in your good graces, on my grind. Because coming up next, I have to show out well for this gentleman who joins us on Thursdays. He's a former Houston Texans edge rusher, and his name is ND Kalu. We talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.